Our State magazine celebrates its 80th anniversary this month with a 260-page blockbuster June issue. You'll find an artful photo essay there featuring covers from the Our State archives, gorgeous photos and creative articles on North Carolina camps, how to build the perfect s'more, and a beautiful tribute to Mr. North Carolina himself, Our State founder Carl Gerch. The New Yorker transplant fell in love with North Carolina and crisscrossed all 100 counties in his 1932 Command airplane, engaging people in conversations, learning from them, and sharing their stories with the hopes of helping us all to see our state in new ways. Elizabeth Hudson is Our State magazine's current editor-in-chief.
We kind of wanted to recreate Carl Gerch's footsteps around the state, so we sent a writer and a photographer. In fact, our photographer rented a plane and recreated the Carl Gerch experience. We retell a story called Carl Gerch's North Carolina to take you through what life was like when he was here. We photographed his favorite places in the state. He loved Ocracoke. I think that probably was one of his favorite places in the state, Ocracoke at the Outer Banks. So we flew a plane into Ocracoke. We landed where he would have landed. We took photographs. And the effect is we ran the picture in black and white and let it morph into color across the page, across the spread. So you really kind of get this sense of Carl Gerch's black and white North Carolina that fades beautifully, seamlessly into vibrant color. And you can kind of just get the sense of what the experience might have been like had you been with him.
And Carl Gerch's template, his method, really has withstood the test of time. That's exactly
yes.
how you approach it.
That's exactly what I do today. That's right. I believe that, you know, you cannot discover the stories of this state if you are not out experiencing the stories of this state.
And you can celebrate 80 years of Our State magazine
Absolutely.
Together. You can join. In fact, you'll be there chatting
yeah,
it up as well.
That's right. We're going to have a huge celebration on June 8th at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is a fantastic place. If you've never been, we selected that location because the entire first floor exhibit of the museum is devoted to North Carolina history. It's a wonderful exhibit that's interactive. And so we'll be there to launch the anniversary issue. We'll be giving out magazines. We've got speakers. I'll be there. We've got a great band that'll play. We've got a potter who's set up to demonstrate some pottery. Dr. Elliot Engel, who is an amazing scholar and a wonderful storyteller himself, will give a presentation called 1933. Oh, what a year it was. It'll just really be a fun time.
Great. And kicking it off, Kicking Grass
will be the bluegrass band.
You can't have
it. It's going to be a party.
Well, and speaking of music, you know, this is a new one for me, and I guess a new one for you all as well, having a singer-songwriter competition presented by you all. How did that get off the ground?
Well, that's something we had never done in the history of this magazine either. But, you know, there is such talent in this state. I mean, this is a musical state. We have so much amazing diversity of music here. And we decided, why not ask people if they would be interested in creating an original song that's a North Carolina song? You know, what is the definitive North Carolina song? I don't know that we had one. And so we put the call out to singer-songwriters to enter our songwriting competition. We got almost 300 entries. It was just an outpouring of just professional music, just amazing music. Our winner was a guy named Aaron Burdett from Saluda. His song, Going Home to Carolina, hands down was the judge's choice. It's just an amazing song that we'll be singing all day.
Our State magazine celebrates its 80th anniversary this month with a 260-page blockbuster June issue and a big bash at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh on Saturday, June 8th from 11 to 4. It's free and open to the public, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll find my complete interview with Elizabeth there as well. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.